This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Brent Fox.
It's your boy Jay Remy, Fat Woke Boys, Roast King of Cleveland, here to tell you about Akron's king of underground battle rap, Dallas Cash. Dallas Cash is a rising artist with debut fire single out now. He's got over 115,000 total views on Verse Tracker, winning battle after battle from Ohio to Cali. You can find him on iTunes and Spotify under I Like Dallas Cash, on Twitter at I Like Dallas Cash, or his website, IHateDallasCash.com. He's a complicated man. Find out more about him now before you have to pay for everything.
That's Brent Fox.
This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Did you fart, Shear?
Yes.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, live from Shakespeare's Lower Level in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this is our second episode. We're recording live here in Kalamazoo, followed by a performance from Sad Boys Social Club, sketch comedy from Cleveland, Ohio.
You guys are going to love it.
And this episode, turning back towards pop culture. Well, I don't know if they're pop. We'll get into that. Joining us this week is actor and producer Wes Allen.
Welcome, Wes. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Thank you, guys. Thanks.
You guys don't have to applaud. You don't know who I am.
You don't know my work. You're not even from Michigan.
And just to clarify, too, if anyone was wondering who the 1950s dog shit dad was that brought his kid, it's me.
Well, I just found out today that the kid listens to the show, so
yep,
the damage is already done. This is going to do nothing.
No, it's fine. We don't. I mean, we're not like good new agey parents. We're just real shitty at what we do. So
well, and it works out because your kids are pretty fucking rad.
Yeah, they're all right.
And hey, everybody, give it up for Cash Allen right there.
Yeah,
we have a out 10, right? A 10-year-old at our show, and that's fucking really cool.
In a bar.
Fucking really cool. I said fuck in front of a 10-year-old.
Yep. I actually had the owner of the Funny Stop get mad at me because I talked about dick stink in front of a 6-year-old comedian.
A 6-year-old comedian. That's what I aspire to be.
Yeah. Well, you're on the right track, Jordan. Oh, it was Rob Snow's kid. He started doing stand-up, and it was weird.
I can imagine. But, all right, so how old was that little girl that Kenny Omega fought?
She was, like, 12, wasn't she?
Well, 12.
But wasn't she, like, a stunt? Didn't she do stunts, though?
Yeah, she had to have done stunts or something, because, man, that was great.
It was.
But we're not talking about the great Kenny Omega. Wes, why do you hate Radiohead?
Oh. Woo! Can't wait.
Oh, like to find the one reason, because it came down to like narrowing down what I hated. And at first, when I was talking to Jordan, I asked him if anybody had ever discussed just hating an overall concept. And he was like, what do you mean? I said, quirk. I hate quirkiness.
Mm.
And he's like, well, define quirkiness. I was like, girls that play fucking ukuleles and like Wes Anderson movies and stuff like that. And he's like, well, let's not.
I said my girlfriend would be devastated when she found, because she really likes Wes a lot, and I said she would be devastated when she found out that that he hates Wes Anderson. I almost said Wes Allen movies. Wes Anderson movies.
He hates his own work.
She might hate my movies.
And no, when I did tell her that, she was like, no, I get it. I'm a hipster.
Yeah. And look, openly. Like, I know, like, it, I mean, the irony isn't lost on me. Like, I'm fucking fat dad who I like Whole Foods.
Like, you like not the store. He just likes Whole Foods. Like, he will eat
like
a whole
ham.
Chicken.
I like a ham.
A ham.
You like, look like you have a ham smuggled under the table.
At least one.
We all look like we have a ham
it's
smuggled
like a
under
fat
the
dad
table.
Panel.
Yeah. It really is.
Look, cargo shorts are fine.
We had that shorts. Argument last night.
I have fought that argument more than once, that they're very useful.
And if just they, wear Dickies, like four sizes too big.
Yeah. I can't look, if there's extra pockets, I have kids. There's bullshit with us all the time. There's all kinds of fucking stuff that, like my daughter always has some sort of accessories or bullshit with her that, like, and my wife carries that luggage purse thing, but that fills up quick. Fucking extra pockets, man.
Extra pockets, okay.
Extra pockets.
So Wes Allen, pro cargo shorts.
I'm pro cargo short. Anti Radiohead.
It seems like contradictory opinions.
Yeah, well, you can only have so many shitty things in your life.
All right, so you've picked cargo shorts over Radiohead.
I chose assertiveness over lazy-eyed, boring shit.
Yeah, oh, dude. But I have to agree, though. I would pick cargo shorts over fucking Radiohead.
Why?
It's fucking boring. I don't understand why. Like, now it's really going to get going.
Yeah, man.
I fucking cannot stand that dude's voice. Like,
well, just
for 20 fucking minutes, suck my dick.
Jordan
I'm
just doesn't
punch
like
him in his other fucking eye.
Jordan just doesn't like anybody that sounds like him when he comes.
That does not sound like me at all. Not even a little bit.
I'm sorry.
It's more like
it's more like
why are people leaving?
The Radiohead thing, I'm sure there are people in this room that probably like Radiohead.
Yeah, Chuck, one of my really good friends back there, loves Radiohead.
Okay. And Chuck could get offended at some point and hit the suck button on the guy in the middle.
That's fine.
So the thing with Radiohead for me is I am old enough to have been a teenager when
Creep came out?
Yeah, when that first record came out. It's fine. It didn't sound much different than anything else. At some point after that record, they achieved God status with people.
I don't understand how.
And I'm going to tell you I tried. I did try. Whatever the second record was, whatever the fuck that was called.
The Bends, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. And then the one after that. I tried. Because I felt like I had to. I felt like, well, this seems to be a band
Sheep.
I'm supposed to listen to. Because everybody you know is, you know, they're all sucking off the Radiohead records.
Yeah, right.
And that's fine. After that, it just turned into what a friend of mine coined as being telephone booths and laser gun music. Yeah. It became this anti-music, drab, sexless, no danger, just boring bullshit.
Lazy-eyed bullshit.
Lazy-eyed, drab, gray bullshit.
Right, agreed.
And when I think of rock and roll, like, do we not all think of danger?
Yeah, I mean,
we're in Michigan, for fuck's sake. The home of the MC5, the home of the Stooges.
The home of fucking Death.
Yeah.
Like, the very first punk band. But, like, I don't know where I was going with that.
Where, what, Radiohead
doesn't get that. He just wanted to prove he was woke because he knows who the black punk band is.
I also like Bad Brains. Mm-hmm.
I know, not really.
No, they're terrible.
No, I like Death.
They're not good. Let's not lie to ourselves anymore. It's fine. We're well past
hey,
it.
Jeremy, your dick looks like it says pay to come.
Insert coin here. I will come in your butt. So you fell off after OK Computer.
I did, yeah.
What a stupid name for a fucking record, yeah. Too. OK Computer, whatever.
First of all, nobody wants an OK Computer.
No, you want a good computer.
You want a good computer.
I want a computer. But if I'm going to get one, I want a better one than just okay.
The hatred might extend past the idea of the band more so to with, like, the fan base.
Okay. What's Radiohead's typical fan base that you see?
Chuck in the back.
No, because I got a good daylight look at Chuck. He's a good-looking guy.
Oh, he's sexy.
He's got a tremendous physique, well-cut shirts. He's doing good in life.
Mm-hmm.
I picture them as, like, thin, like, just, awful looking, like, I don't know, sweaters. I don't know. I know I don't like them. I know if I saw them, I'd be like, no, fuck you.
Yeah, so basically, you probably like Radiohead.
Yeah. Like,
oh, you like Radiohead?
Yeah. So basically, that's what my brain was. I wouldn't say it to him because
cardigan wearing, short hair having, lazy eye. Fuck those guys.
And people are going like, do I have a cardigan?
Yeah. So basically, you hate people that look like functional people that are trying to hide their track marks.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I want my gut to be protruding out of my fat. Yeah, out of my black shirt. Yeah. Like, that's what I want.
That's why he wears an XL instead of a 2X.
Hell yes.
Fuck you.
Look, at some point you're going to have to accept the fact that you're 2X.
Dude, I used to wear larges. I've accepted the fact that extra large looks okay on me.
I was wearing 2Xs. And my wife's like, they're fucking...
It feels like a dress.
They're baggy on you. You look boxy.
Yeah, sheer. But you look boxy.
But now...
With your Juggalo fucking jeans.
My tits are pronounced.
Yeah.
No, you just have a broad chest.
Yeah, and like, do you always feel like you're pulling on your shirt?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, trying to...
Dude, the worst is when you
can't hide it.
You wash it too many times, and you go to do one of these, and your gut's just hanging out, and it's like, oh, all right, well...
And I'm also the guy that, like, I'm wearing an undershirt because I'm not going to have my gut hang out the bottom of my shirt.
Maybe I should start...
That's why I wear 2Xs. I've solved the problem. I don't care if it looks like a dress. I'll wear a fucking dress. Moo-moos are comfortable as shit.
A lot of room
is
to breathe.
Is Moo-moo the name of a Radiohead record?
Probably.
Like probably is.
Yeah, Moo-moo came out between Kid A and Amnesiac. It was a split 7-inch with the Queers.
Another thing that spikes the hate meter for me is I had a bandmate.
You said it's a piece of shit, right?
Yeah, it was a piece of shit. I was in bands. I had sex. I had a bandmate who was just a dog shit human being.
Yeah.
Just absolute, just the worst.
Chris Lindauer, right there.
And he's here. No. No, he seems nice.
He's not.
He was one of these, like, he was thin and just like,
So like Tom York.
Yeah. You know when somebody has, at first when you see somebody has like real light blue eyes, like that real bright, shiny blue eyes. Yeah. But like after you look at them for a while, they look like they're probably a rapist.
Oh, yeah.
Like this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you, all right. No, it's literally exactly that. He, like on the surface, one would find him attractive. But if you spent like 25 to 30 minutes,
you would
with
find
him
scary.
Like, you're garbage. And he was like a shitty person. His favorite band was Smashing Pumpkins. Strike one.
Oh, whatever.
Like that's probably one. Strike one and two. Yeah. But he was always making an argument for Radiohead. So I feel like he had a big piece of this because I hated his fucking guts. I hated his guts, but still like, let's stay in a band together for
play?
3 more years to
what
see
did
what
he
happens.
Play? What?
He played guitar.
Okay. Rhythm or lead?
But they swap back and forth.
Okay, all right. I was curious.
Yeah. He also had a weird pattern of chest hair. It looked like a plate, like an angular plate of hair was just like put on his thin junky body. And it was like, and it like stuck out. Like if you got a profile shot,
there would be hair shade.
You know, a filter, like a heating and air conditioning filter.
Yes, yes.
If you took the cardboard off of it and you just had the filter, that's what it looked like on his body. And it always bothered. Just he bothered me.
Yeah. Okay. And he was always making a case for Radiohead.
Yeah, he was always talking about the records, and he had a voice like this, and it just he was dog shit.
What was his big argument for Radiohead?
That they were reinventing some sort of wheel.
Fuck you.
So this is the saving rock argument before it was saving rock?
Yeah, because, and it's the same.
That's not rock music.
It's not rock and roll.
It's not.
No.
And Motorhead is rock and roll. The Rolling Stones are rock and roll. Radiohead sucks.
I would just as soon listen to the Scorpions.
Yeah, sure.
Scorpions!
Hurricane, Rock You Like a Hurricane is a classic.
Sure, or the Virgin Killer. That's a great record.
What's the other like big Scorpion song?
Winds of Change.
Winds of Change.
Yes.
No One Like You.
No One Like You.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
way better than Radiohead. Just saying.
The British music press is always like hailing something as saving rock and roll. Yeah. They've always done that.
Mm-hmm.
And Radiohead has saved rock and roll upwards of 6 times in their career.
Poison is fucking better than Radiohead.
Yeah. All right.
I don't need nothing but a good time.
All right, Jordan.
You're upsetting Sheer.
I don't give a fuck.
Jordan, every rose has its thorn.
It does. And that's a better song than OK Computer or whatever.
OK Computer.
Kid A.
All right, okay. One thing I'm curious about with OK Computer is it's not a question, because it would be OK, Computer. It's OK, both in capital letters, computer. So is it Oklahoma Computer?
Ooh.
Game changer.
Yeah.
Nub still sucks.
Answer me that. Answer me that, Radiohead fans. TheHateFlow@gmail.com.
Yeah. There was a gap where I didn't pay attention because that guy is not in my life anymore, presumably
right.
Dead or hopefully. fucking.
Maybe he got his chest waxed and cleaned up his life.
And bled to death. So then there's this huge gap, and then one night we're watching Saturday Night Live. This is a few years ago. And Radiohead was the guest. And I was like, I don't like to be happy. Let's watch the musical guest. And Tom York, he's just a gross, frail, wretch.
He looks like he's a heroin addict who's not a heroin addict.
He looks like when you go to a Halloween store, you buy those shitty Halloween decorations that have the stringy, supposed to look like a rotting skeleton.
Yeah.
That you would hang from your porch, and they're real crappy looking. That's his body type.
Yeah.
He was doing this dance and moving around real weird. Did anybody see that when they were on? Okay, you know what I'm talking about, right? That wasn't a normal performance. I don't know. I'm not here to define what a normal performance is. That wasn't it. And it was because I know they like to be post everything or anti something. That was anti rhythm, anti attractive, anti whatever. It was awful, and it just reignited that fuck out. Tom York. All of that started.
Tom York's dick looks like his eye.
So his dick hole is just
yeah.
Sort of hanging.
Yeah.
And, off
just,
to the,
and sad.
So when he pisses, it just sort of
exactly.
Falls off to the side.
He's a dribbler.
And ever since then, that just revved the engine back up. But I think it's the same effect where. It's very easy for people to hate Dave Matthews Band, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We all are like, fuck Dave Matthews. Here's the thing. Dave Matthews, he's probably all right.
You could drink a beer with that guy.
You could probably drink a beer with him, probably talk
I don't
want to
do wine and Xanax with fucking Tom York.
That's what I'm saying.
I do.
And then give him the old Jordan's dad treatment.
Old potato bag.
Yeah. The old no, I don't want the potato sack on his head. I want to watch him stroke out even more.
Oh, someone got I made a joke about his eye once and somebody told me what happened. Like I should have been oh well, I'm sorry I said that. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck his eye.
Fuck his eyeball.
Fuck the left side of his body.
Sammy Davis
the right
Jr. had a glass eye and worshiped the devil.
Dude, what about the guy in Last Action Hero who had a glass eye?
Yeah.
He's on the Game of Thrones now. Well, he was until he died.
Then he died.
Spoiler alert! Season three or four.
It's not everyone dies on that show.
Yeah,
it's
that's
not a
very
spoiler.
True.
But it just when I think of Dave Matthews, I don't listen to his music.
I like that song Ants Marching. I don't care what anybody says.
It's fine. I can ignore it.
Yeah.
I'm indifferent to it. But he seems all right. Radiohead seem like they would be awful to be in a room with.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
They just sit.
They seem like pretentious fucking cunts.
But not even pretentious, because they just seem like they're fucking boring. Like, pretentious would be like, I understand if you're
like Oasis is pretentious.
Yeah, but those dudes did tons of blow and were fist fighting each other on stage. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. It's way more interesting than fucking Radiohead.
Yeah, yeah. I watched a little interview with one of the Gallagher brothers the other day. Still to this day, he's like, my brother's a piece of shit. Fuck him, I miss him. I hate his guts, I miss him. I'm like, this is great, guys.
I mean, dude, I just...
Still at it.
Like, the way I think about Radiohead, I picture, like, they all have a theremin. Like,
yeah.
Each one of them has a theremin.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can go fuck themselves.
Or they're all backstage reading. Ugh. That's...
I mean, I like reading, but... Probably on the same level you do, where it's I like to read, but I do it like once a year.
They all have their own copy of The Secret.
Like, they tell them, like, so sure, what you're saying is they tell themselves they're good,
yeah.
And so other people tell them they're good.
Yes.
It's like people wake up and just like, fucking Radiohead.
Yeah. Not us, we're not sheep.
No,
we're
no,
not
fuck
fucking
that.
Sheep.
And it's an unnatural and potentially unreasonable hatred.
But no, not unreasonable at all.
I think there's enough just visual of them. Take the music out of it, the shit music they make. Take it out. Just take a picture of them. Just the line, however many of them there are. There's
and
probably
just
like,
gun them down. Like, fucking just fucking shoot them all.
Never mind, that's a better option. I was going to say, just really look at them for a while.
No. Just, kill
them.
We
could shoot them, too.
Kill
them. That.
All of them.
But just looking at them. There's nothing... And I might be relying too much on the idea that rock and roll is supposed to be dangerous and sexual, and it's, but that's really what it is. Hell, pop music, the most generic top 40 radio bubblegum shit.
Is, like the new Taylor Swift song?
Is sexual and petty and violent. It's all that way. And then you've got these fuckers. Just making their telephone booth and laser gun bullshit.
Playing an oboe or something.
Yeah, like, I don't even know if they play instruments. Like,
yeah, I don't...
Do they play guitars and drums?
They do.
Do they?
Well, I know that the song Creep was on Guitar Hero.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so there's that.
Okay.
I don't know if that counts as, like, actually playing a guitar. Like, I don't know if there's actually guitar. I will be completely honest. I have never listened to a full Radiohead record. I've heard probably 6 songs in a row and was like, nope, don't need it. Because, like, well, my old former guest of the show, Jesse Nabe, he used to listen to it, and he doesn't like them anymore, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, oh, no, fuck this. Like, he used to make me listen to it. He's like, no, dude, they're really good. And I'm like, no, they're really not.
No, they're not good.
Boring.
They're not good. No.
It's boring. And, like, it's the same thing with, like, Sufjan Stevens. I hate that shit, too.
Yeah. The fact that his name is pronounced that way and not just Sufjan.
Yeah.
That would be fine, too.
Yeah. Right.
Pronounce the J, you cunt.
I'm sad that I know how to pronounce his fucking name.
It's a J. Use the J, fucking asshole. Yeah,
thank you. See, I knew this was going to be fun.
You know, you don't have to use your real name when you perform. You
or
can...
do that. Yes. Yes. You're like, I'm Tennis Shoe.
Why not call yourself
right,
like...
man? Tear it up, Tennis Shoe.
Okay, Akira. like, fucking whatever.
There's no rapper. That's the other. Here's another trend I don't like. When rappers started using first and last names, what are you doing?
I don't know. Kendrick Lamar's
pretty
sweet.
I like your dumb name. Yeah, but Danny Brown?
Oh,
we all probably know a Danny Brown.
Yeah, yes. Probably.
Look in your fucking yearbook. There's a Dan Brown. I promise.
And he also wrote fucking Angels and Demons and fucking Da Vinci Code.
And you can catch Dan Brown featuring at the Funny Stop next month.
Dan Brown coming up next. I'll let the hate flow through you.
He's a warrior of the Lord. Oh, I'm not kidding. There's a straight-edge Christian comedian from Cleveland named Dan Brown.
Whoa.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
I don't know about that, but I also don't go to comedy shows in Cleveland. So
Dan, the mic that I host on Thursday, Saxenheim, used to be co-hosted by Dan Brown. He has a tattoo on his left arm that says "Warrior of the Lord."
Oh, go fuck yourself!
Did he specify which Lord?
Pretty sure I know which Lord.
Dude, not the awesome dark one. I take
if it was Warrior of the Lord, but it was like the Ultimate Warrior makeup and like Vince McMahon under it.
Or it's the Ultimate Warrior's makeup on Lord the Singer.
There you go. See?
There's a shirt, boys. You're welcome.
Yeah. Fucking Trademark, copyright, the hate
Dan,
flow.
Dan, I know you listen to this, so get that done. You
have
merch.
How does a fucking straight-edge Christian listen to our show? There's a goddamn pentagram on the logo.
He's not listening. He's writing breakdowns. That's a hardcore joke, kids. Yeah, Dad was in bands.
Zao. Yeah.
I still listen to Zao, so...
That guy,
you're a Jew. You can't listen to Christian.
No, that's exactly why he listens to him. It's fine. It's fine. That makes them satanic almost.
Yeah. It's look. I like watching like little Christian boys kick each other in the face. What can I say?
No, it's
they do it for Christ.
Yeah.
Kick me in the face for Christ. They all have pointy guitars. Do they still have pointy guitars? I'm old enough where dudes had pointy guitars.
Yeah.
Like, they you all mean were... like a flying V?
No, they had a... There was a lot of Jacksons.
Oh, yeah.
People playing
yeah,
Jacksons yeah. with the point... BC Rich, pointy headstocks. They all had real big pants. They wore running shoes and chokers.
Yep.
And there was a lot of Hare Krishnas, which I wasn't really sure how it worked, but it worked. Because it was they were Hare Krishnas and then punching each other's faces in a mosh pit.
That was the best.
Knock it off.
Because they'd come on Coventry and like chant and try to sell books before the show. And then they go into the grog shop.
Coventry is a suburb in East Cleveland.
Kick the shit out of each other. I love the Hare Krishna. It's weird as fuck.
I have a Hare Krishna story. When I was a kid, I was in the Cub and Boy Scouts.
I was going to say, you're not a cub, you're a bear.
I am 100% a bear. and I, there's nothing better than when I get acknowledged for that.
Oh, yeah, right?
I feel so good. I'm like, well, thank you.
Yeah, it's a compliment. It's a compliment.
I like to go, oh, no.
I don't know. I don't know how it's a compliment that you only get fucked by the same guys that look like you.
Have you fucked me? I could have. Who knows? I was. We were at the National Boy Scout Jamboree.
Did you get molested?
It was a collection of children. It was just a collection of potential victims. Is yeah, all you really,
thank
just,
you.
We're
going to
round thousands of them up and just unleash molesters onto
and Radiohead played.
And bring Lee Greenwood. It's patriotism and fingering kids' butts. And so we're walking on the mall in D.C., and we're all wearing our short shorts and our high socks. And
not cargo shorts?
No, they were short shorts and high socks, but they don't let gays into the Boy Scouts. We wore kerchiefs. Come on, guys. You're way into fashion. Stop it. So we're out there walking, and there's people handing out like pamphlets and leaflets and shit, and there were these guys selling these cool T-shirts. They had a cool face on them. And I was like, I'll buy that. It's $10. And it came some doofy book that I was like, fuck this thing. Hmm. And when I got home, I showed my folks. I'm like, look at the shirt I bought. And they were like, you bought a shirt off of Hare Krishna? So apparently I bought a Hare Krishna shirt and wore it with my short shorts and knee highs.
That that paid for one half of a hummus appetizer. So all those guys are vegan too. So
oh yeah, they were yeah.
Yeah.
The dude from Youth of Today, I remember, he was into that, right? He
yeah.
Was,
a bunch of those.
But
bands,
yeah, a bunch of
they?
That New York stuff. Yeah.
There's a Hare Krishna temple in Cleveland, and a lot of those guys are hardcore guys.
Are there people that are like former hardcore kids in the room? I would. Are there
former
any?
Hardcore
or
kids?
Are still?
Who can I point out? Chris Lindauer.
Chris. How old were you when you figured out that Ray from Youth of Today sucked? It was Ray, right? Is that the singer's name? Oh, are you're not that old? He's like, I'm not that fucking old. Sorry, Gramps.
Poser.
Where'd you see them, Lawrence Welk? I remember hitting that point where I heard one. I was listening, and I'm like, yeah, I listened to Youth of Today, and then listening to a record and going, oh, this is awful. I don't like hardcore. What am I doing?
That's not punk rock.
These guys don't smoke or drink or have sex?
Boring.
No, I'm out. I'm out. Boring. No, this sucks.
Boring.
Well, I mean, that's where I'm at now, but I smoke a lot, so.
Yeah, and you smoke weed.
Like, yeah.
You're not.
That's not like, really
it's
a
not,
drug.
It's not like you're fucking straight edge.
No, I'm not straight. I can't wear a basketball jersey. and be not ashamed of my body. So
yeah.
I can't. They don't make basketball jerseys in your size?
They don't.
No, they do. We could all three buy jerseys our size. It won't look good, no, but we could buy them.
You can see
earlier.
Half my titty hanging out when I'm wearing a basketball jersey. It's all bad.
Dude, it's the worst when you cut off the sleeves. Like, when you need a new tank top, you cut off the sleeves, and you fucking, you know, you botch it, and then your titty's hanging
your
out.
Your fucking tit is flopping out the side.
No, that's the worst.
But it's not sexy.
And no, it's not
sexy. Decidedly not sexy.
It's side boob and front boob at the same time, and nobody wants to see it.
I am real conscious of that because, like, I'm comfortable with who I am, but I also know, like, nobody wants to see it.
Yeah, no.
Like, God bless my wife.
But I also
She's fine
care.
With it.
I also don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The time I hit when I don't care is when I go mow the yard. Because I'm just like, these are fine. Like, I've got, like, yoked shirts like I'm fucking Kevin Nash. And, like short. I look like an asshole. Like, just half naked out there like, it is so hot, you guys. That's the only time where throw caution to the wind.
Or do you shop at Walmart ever?
Not really.
Yeah, no, neither
Not
do I.
Really.
I mean, but like, if I, like, that is one place I will go.
I look
go.
At my son, I'm like, where do we shop, son?
I'll wear, if I am forced to go to Walmart, because it's the only time I go, I will wear sweatpants. I'm like, because there's going to be somebody who looks worse than me.
When in Rome.
I don't understand why people are so anti-sweatpants. Yoga pants are a thing now. Sweatpants are basically heavier yoga pants. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, but sure, I don't give a fuck if you wear sweatpants or not, but, like, yoga pants look flattering on some
people. If I knew it was an
people.
Option for all three of us to have sweatpants on right now.
No, I want us all to have three yoga pants on right now.
I can't wear yoga pants. Like, they'll be soaked in pre-cum in, like, 5 minutes. Because they're silky and they rub against the right. I tried.
I was going to say they're tight enough to feel like your dick is being touched.
Yeah.
Like, it's, the second you pulled them up, you're like, nope, not today.
I had a pair for a while.
The point is, Radiohead...
Tom York probably wears yoga pants.
I bet he doesn't wear sweats.
No, he doesn't wear sweats.
He doesn't.
He wears yoga pants.
Yeah.
He definitely wears yoga pants.
And I have enough awareness to know who's calling out Tom York. Like, I'm the fat dad who watches pro wrestling more than anything I watch.
Yeah.
I'm in movies. I produce movies. I barely fucking watch movies.
I watch wrestling.
I watch wrestling.
Yeah. I love it.
So I know that his fans are like, oh, yeah, you? Yeah, yeah, me.
And you know there's going to be the fucking person who's like, oh, you're just jealous. I'm not jealous of Tom York. I don't want a lazy eye.
Well, my eyes are fine.
Like, and oh,
they're
I meant
even,
to ask you.
They're dimension.
2020 over here.
Yep.
How did he get his lazy eye?
He had a botched surgery when he was 6 years old.
What a loser.
What a fucking idiot.
He's a piece of shit.
How dare he have a medical error?
Oh, yeah. Fuck Tom
that
York.
That doctor rules, and he should be
Feelings
hired.
Feelings reinforced.
I'm starting a GoFundMe to get Tom York a monocle. I think you should have one.
It's going to be sitting right here, though. Is there a cheek monocle? I don't think that's a thing.
I've been looking for a monocle.
Plus,
for
when
the past
he dances
week.
Like that, that thing's not staying on.
Tom
man.
York looks like the Planters peanut guy if he was a junkie. Like, that is absolutely the truth.
Tom York looks like somebody bought a Tom York candle and lit just a part of it.
Tom York looks like he manages a bookstore that only sells the anarchist cookbook.
It's a web store.
Tom York has first night in prison sex hair.
Tom York washes his hair with pages torn out of Kerouac books.
So here's a question. What wrestler do you think would come out to Radiohead?
Oh, God.
Ooh, there's nobody that...
Gold Dust.
I would give Gold Dust more credit than that, though. Baron. But that's all because we all hate him. That's the only reason we're going to say that, because he's got a long belly button, and his hairline isn't working, but he keeps growing his hair out.
We're definitely talking about Baron. If you couldn't figure it out from the hairline thing, yes.
Baron Corbin, why is no one... This is a billion-dollar company, right?
I would assume... They are.
A publicly traded... monolith of a company, and no one backstage is going, hey Baron, so here's the thing, man, you got long hair but your forehead is fucking huge.
And you're balding.
Time is a factor. Just shave it. You'll look tough. Just shave it off. You got cool tattoos and a yoked shirt, and you got your hair scary music. Shave your fucking head.
No, like, they're like, we already have a tall, bald guy, and his name is Carl Anderson. So.
Luke Gallows.
Luke Gallows.
Carl's the short one.
Yeah.
Good brothers. Good brothers.
They are good brothers.
They're not nerds.
Radiohead are the epitome of nerds.
Yeah.
But not the cool nerds like Lewis Skolnick. Or Poindexter.
Oh, okay.
They're not Tri-Lambs. They're like, the guys, the Tri-Lambs are like, we're dog shit and we could beat up those guys.
Yeah. The lower tier of nerds.
Yeah.
The board game nerds.
No, like, I mean, what was Radiohead like growing up? Like, there's a reason people get stuffed in lockers. Like, Bill Burr said it the best. Like, when you cut out bullying, when you take bullying away completely, the nerd, like, they grow exponentially. So, like, I'm sorry, some people have to get stuffed in lockers. And if you're playing with a theremin in fucking freshman year of high school, you get stuffed in a fucking locker, and you deserve it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See?
I can tell you what Tom York was like growing up.
Tell.
He had his first guitar at 7. You'll never guess who his big influence was.
Elvis Costello.
No. Try again.
The Beatles?
No.
Pink Floyd.
The Smiths?
No.
The Holocaust?
No. That it says here the Holocaust was his inspiration for his diet.
Oh. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
And his ashy elbows. No, his musical inspiration was Brian May of Queen.
That's not fair to Brian May.
But his inspiration to become a performer was Susie Sue.
Ugh. And the Banshees?
Yes.
Okay, well,
so that... what I would like to know is, why hasn't Tom York come out with swastikas on his nipples?
All right, well, for the record, a band better than Susie Sue and the Banshees was Sisters of Mercy.
So, oh, absolutely,
like, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Who is now married to Dave Anian from The Damned, a great band. Rock and roll fucking band.
They're like the literal monsters.
Do you think Dave Vanian listens to fucking Radiohead?
No,
absolutely not.
No. He's got a big old swinging dick, and he sleeps in a coffin. He doesn't listen to fucking Radiohead.
Johnny Rotten. That's who listens to Radiohead.
Yeah, but he also wears like giant jerseys. They're going back to the giant jersey.
Has anyone seen?
Oh, yeah, he'll wear these big like. Fucking, I don't know if they're soccer. I don't know. I don't. These giant jerseys because he's fat.
Johnny Rotten got fat.
Johnny Rotten got fat.
Oh, all
man.
Right. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, he's got the big old fucking bulldog jowl now.
That happens when you get old.
I know. But, I mean, he was Johnny Rotten.
Yeah. You know, he was doing a lot of speed in the 70s, and then he stopped. That's what happened. That's why I'm like this.
The point I'm trying to make is,
I stopped doing speed, I kept the teeth, but I got the gut.
Well, some of them.
So, yeah. I lost a few. This is the worst part. I lost these teeth. It wasn't like I woke up like, oh, my teeth are missing. No. I ate chili fries, and one tooth came out.
Yeah.
That is not hard food. It was not like well-done chili fries.
Wait, one tooth came out from chili fries?
One tooth came out from chili fries, and one tooth came out from a peanut butter Snickers bar.
Oh, dude, you got that the shit out of the deal. Believable.
That one seems more plausible.
But it was peanut butter. But why am I eating peanut butter and there's a tooth in it?
I was eating fruit snacks, and I broke a hunk of a wisdom tooth fell out. And it was awful looking, and I was really upset with myself.
Because
it looked like a
I'm missing
a pebble.
two of my back teeth. Like, I just did, for the longest time, I didn't take care of my teeth because I was a dipshit, drug addict, drunk. But I will say it kind of worked out in my favor when they pulled those two out because they were within like 3 weeks of each other. I mean, I got a prescription for Vicodin, so it worked out in my favor is all I'm saying.
Like, it's not bad.
Sometimes getting your teeth pulled out isn't the worst thing in the world.
Trust me.
Wow.
It's pretty
okay.
Bad.
Nobody understands.
You just gave a good overview, though, of like
of what my life is
here's
like.
Here's my dental history.
Yeah. Hey,
you guys.
Want to see my x-rays?
See a dentist. Get a prescription for drugs.
That's pretty much what I thought you go to the dentist for in the first place.
Well, also to sit there with nitrous over your face for 40 minutes.
So Radiohead also, off of how awful they are, I feel like they have laid ground to a bunch of other shitty music.
Okay, what's the biggest Radiohead
influenced band
that you can think of?
Well, I can't really even call them Radiohead influenced. I would call them Radiohead adjacent.
Okay.
Bands.
Ooh. Hoo.
So like, what's the guy? The band? The guy with the no eyebrows? Arcade Fire.
Oh.
They're bad. They're not good. They're terrible.
No, that band's not good.
There are bands that, there's a lot of stuff that I just can't be bothered with.
Right.
So much like I can look at hip hop and go, that's not for me.
Not the target audience.
Not the target audience. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Racist.
I
not woke enough to like hip hop.
Yeah, I am not.
Not even the hipster Run the Jewels? Come on, man.
Guys, I'm woke. Come on.
I swear to God, I'm woke.
I've never heard them.
That's fine.
I've also never heard ICP. Michigan, shame on you for
you
giving them
bullshit.
To us.
Bullshit. I know you've listened to ICP. No, I know you have.
Have not
for this
heard
reason alone. They debuted on Monday Night Raw and rapped on Monday Night Raw, so you have listened.
Huge,
you're like, didn't watch that episode.
Huge hunk of wrestling that I didn't watch.
Oh, Attitude Era?
I watched Attitude, but they were on WCW.
They were also, they were the Oddities. They were with the Oddities. I'll prove it to you.
They
were.
Yeah.
Thank you. Maybe I did listen to them. Yeah.
And then, the headbangers beat
Lie.
Him up. This is what we've learned. Wes Allen's life is a lie. Also, they did a stupid angle where the headbangers beat him up, and then they turned on the Oddities and started coming out with the headbangers. And it was really dumb.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. The
Misfits were in WCW. And
they were.
but not the real Misfits with Danzig.
No.
The fake Misfits with Michael Graves.
There's one Misfits, and it's with Glenn Danzig.
Thank you.
Anything else is horseshit.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sure Graves is a nice guy.
No, he's not. He fucking started conservativepunk.com.
All right.
Fuck
he's not
that guy.
He's a bad person.
And he spells his name wrong.
Dude, honestly, I want to watch Tom York and Michael Graves fight to the death. they both die.
Yes.
Like one.
Two men enter, no one leaves.
Like one gets like stabbed in the lung, and like he can still go a little bit, and then he like stabs the other one in the neck, and that one dies like immediately, and then the other one just bleeds out, and they can't save him.
Don't leave me.
You know how I know that was Radiohead? It sounded like shit.
It was terrible. But going back to the whole idea of there's stuff that's not for me or I just can't be bothered with.
Yeah.
It's fine if people like it. Like, I don't like the Flaming Lips. I appreciate
Fuck that band
I appreciate
too.
His drug use, but I don't like their music. Because I, for one, remember she doesn't eat like jam or jelly or whatever the fuck that song is. They can act like they didn't write that song. They fucking wrote it.
Fuck
Pavement.
That,
Pavement sucks.
That one
song's
fine. Really good. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Helmet, not Pavement.
Helmet had one good song.
Yeah. That one song on the radio that they play every once in a while.
It's
like, yeah.
Real
groovy.
But
that
then everybody decided, there was a period of time that liked heavy music. Was like, no, Helmet's good. No, they're not. They're boring as fuck. They had one song. It's okay to say it.
God. There are one-hit wonders that play heavy music. It's fine.
Yeah. It's okay to acknowledge it, too.
Like the New Radicals.
That
was the song everybody thought it was U2 for a minute, and it's like, oh no, that's not Bono.
That's the one where he shits on Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson and all that.
Courtney
right?
Love and Marilyn
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's the new. That's not Ugh.
Yeah.
Were you going to say that's not you too?
What were you thinking?
I was saying that's not heavy music.
No, oh, no it's not.
A,
no.
It was a joke.
No.
I thought you were going to pick up on the reference.
I did not pick up on the reference because I don't listen to trash,
yeah.
Jordan.
Oh, you were too busy listening to fucking, what's a terrible band that you
I
that
was
I
listening
hate.
To Yoshimi Battle the Pink Robots.
You were too busy listening to Gwar.
And? Yes, I have America Must Be Destroyed. What do you want?
Aesthetically, I like Gwar. I don't know that I can sit and
sucks.
Listen to their music.
Gwar's not a good band.
Ragnarok is a good
album.
It's
a show.
It's a show, yeah. It's like Kiss. Kiss is a show, a production.
But at least Ace Frehley was talented.
Hell yeah, man.
At least Ace Frehley was talented.
And there's another point of reference. I have an Ace Frehley tattoo. I don't make good decisions. My opinion's not to be trusted.
And
I will argue with somebody like, no, Third Eye Blind's second record's really fucking good. No one gave it a chance. Yeah, I will do that. But...
I was like, I don't have a Kiss tattoo. I have an Ace Frehley tattoo.
I want something else.
What'd you say, Cher?
I made a Third Eye Blind joke.
It was a Third Eye Blind reference. It was good. It was good.
That is the first time I have ever done that. I'm not doing it again.
Third Eye Blind jokes don't go over.
No. No.
Well,
they don't.
With Chris Lindauer, they do, but.
I always hope, though, when I reference their second album, that somebody's going to be like, yeah, it is a good record.
I've never heard
it. Turns out no one fucking listened to it except old Dum Dum up here.
That's it's a good record. What? They had a second record?
Who?
Didn't they play the Republican National Convention or like an anti-show of that?
They booked it something at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the
I don't know if
the
they were
RNC,
in favor.
And
or...
then they shit on all the people and they booed them. They're like, fuck you, we're playing anyway. That's pretty funny.
Well, hey, respect on that. Yeah. Like,
plus, I'm
sure.
Pretty sure the singer did a ton of coke.
No, meth. Isn't that like what they sing about? Yeah.
Meth?
Yeah, meth.
What song's about meth?
The one on the radio. Semi-chunk, like, you know the part they blank out in the song? He's like, it's smoking crystal meth. Like, I only know that because of you. Like,
don't stop. No, shit, those are the words.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. Better than Radiohead.
Third Eye Blind fucking rips, man. My opinion has completely turned the other way. I'll turn coat real fast. If someone told me, like, yeah, Tom York killed, like, three ladies, I'd be like, all right, go on. Any books about it? I won't read them.
But did he do meth?
Yes. He had to balance out his other eye.
Do you ever think like he's trying to balance his eyes out? It's like when you're cutting your sideburns and he's like, oh yeah. No, it's gonna,
I feel
oh,
like
it's
he's
too
one
far.
Of those, I feel like he's
his
one of those
eyes
dudes,
end up down here on his chin.
He's one of those dudes that like when he holds the mic and he like goes to sing sideways, he's just trying to level it out. He's like, oh, if they're taking pictures of me, I hope it looks level.
But he comes off as one of those guys that looks like, you know the dudes that like they're trying to be sexual, but it looks like they're prepping to suck a dick?
Bono.
Like, yeah, like Bono always looks like he's like, I'm going to grab you. Here we go. But he, in his mind, he's like, no, this is cool.
Bono is always like, and
you're
going to
wrench on that wiener. I know what you're doing.
Visual joke for a podcast. I've seen you two live. And like, Bono is always like holding a big pair of balls right in front of the microphone. Like, if he doesn't have it in his hand, he's always like this. Like, he's fucking Jesus.
He has a total Messiah complex. But I'm confident in saying that dude's done tons of drugs.
Oh,
right?
Dude, they had that record that came out in, like, 2005, How to Dismantle Atomic Bomb. Like, I'm really big into U2. They had B-sides for that record. There was a song called Xanax and Wine.
My son's way into YouTube. It's a millennial joke. You're welcome.
Because he's woke.
No, because he's a dad.
Because I'm a dad. That was dad as fuck.
Woke dad?
No, there are like a few woke dads. There's one thing that there isn't, a Twitter account for Tom York's eye.
Oh, there needs to be right now, at Tom York's eye?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding
if
me?
If someone doesn't leave here inspired, we've done nothing. We've done nothing with
not
our
a
lives.
Goddamn thing.
I hope, though, that there's someone out here in this like, sea of people that the audience listening can't see... That
they can hear, kind of.
You guys could have put
you know,
a little more stank
it would
on
sound
that.
Good.
It's thousands. I just like the
thanks
of somebody here just being like, Tom York's eye. That's my life. That's what I'm doing now.
I started a fake Twitter account. Are you a Star Wars fan?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. I started a fake Twitter account and I did it.
Is there
like,
any more passive aggressive answer than
no,
what I just
it's
gave?
No, it's like that was.
Do you like food? Yeah,
you,
that's fine.
If you would have said no, I'd just punch you in the face. No, I started a fake Twitter account. It was Edgar Allan Poe Dameron. And like it was really good. I shot like six really good tweets out of it, and then I had nothing.
Oh.
I mean, there was one movie with the guy in it, but it was like you can still find it at E something. I don't remember. E A Poe Dameron. That's
it.
What
it is
was
a very like masturbatory burst though when you have those ideas.
Like a good idea that literally is gonna last.
Yeah.
No, it's like coming.
Like I've had the idea and never followed through with it of dedicating an entire Twitter account to that show, Just the 10 of Us.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's fine. Moving on. I'm quite old.
Moving on.
Keep going. No one knows that show.
I know 8 is
enough.
Nobody
knows Just the 10 of Us. I'm pretty sure that's what it was called.
There's a couple people here that know.
Yes, he was a basketball coach because he was a stand-up comedian. Got the show off of that, and he had the kid that was way into horror. And Heather Langenkamp from Nightmare on Elm Street played his daughter, and she was real like a real button down, stuffy, stick in the mud.
Producer Wes Allen, everybody.
So, Radiohead.
I wish they were radio dead.
How much in your travels about do you notice people picking up guitars and immediately starting to play Radiohead?
Not
you can't. You can't even do that.
Unless the guitar was a telephone booth.
Or a theremin.
I think there's probably like two or three songs that somebody could pick up and like play a Radiohead song, right? Like Creep and High and Dry.
That's what Radiohead sounds like to me.
Yeah. Was there anything else? I don't know any other.
I don't know. I just know that I've been to plenty of open mic nights where somebody.
And you've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it because they say the big thing about Radiohead is that anybody can play Radiohead. So
yeah, anybody can sound like shit, I guess, is the basic standard.
It's not like
understanding of it.
Look, it's not noise rock. It's not like Einstein's Any New Button or anything like that. It's not like they're sticking microphones in their asses and rolling around on stage and scooting across carpet like a dog. That's not what's going on with their music. It's keyboards. And sometimes they use dissonance.
Sheer,
yeah.
You look like Tom York's fat brother. Fat American brother, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's Scottish, I think.
Fucking tomato, dude. Let's call the whole thing off.
Thanks for finishing it.
You're dad too, Jordan.
I hope not.
I don't.
And I think the whole crowd hopes not too.
I thought you said you took care of that a couple times.
No, I did, but he said I am a dad. That would be a terrible thing.
Yeah.
There's a little fat white kid running around Michigan somewhere that looks like a cholo.
Does he have a goatee?
Already.
Can he be 8 and have a goatee?
Speaking of, should we address the fact that my dog might be racist?
Might be racist?
Okay, so our dear mutual friends who have both been
on
guests
the show?
on this podcast.
BJ Colangelo and Zach Schildwachter.
They dog sit for us when we go on vacation.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And we have a rescue pit because we're just those type of people.
Their dog was terrified
of
me.
She was fucking horrified of him. Like, she had a traumatic. I'm not going to get into all that.
You know
fucking
I'm not Latino, right? Like, you're fully aware.
I know, but I don't know what would have triggered that.
I don't know. It was like, I felt so bad. She would walk around me and just pee on everything.
Yeah.
It was like, I felt so bad because I was like trying to be really nice.
Look, that dog was obviously not traumatized by somebody who looked like El Hordano Diablo. That dog was peeing everywhere because she loves you. And she wanted to make sure it smelled better because this awful fat nothing walked into your life.
Go fuck yourself, pig.
I heard how she reacted to you, and I was really, like, It baffles me.
It bummed me out.
That she was like that. But then, like, I ran into her, like, a week later at Home Depot buying tiki torches, and I was like, oh. God, that's makes topical. Sense. Why is no one laughing? Yeah, because, come on, guys.
Because there hasn't been a rally here yet.
Oh, well.
There will be. It's Kalamazoo. Are you
I'm sorry your dog was traumatized by Anton LaVey.
You're like Anton, but like, look, man, it's been a rough few months. I'm going to be fine.
Sheer, how have you never made this joke? Anton LaVey?
There's another... Anton LaVey's too much.
Copyright it right now. Right now. You need to make that shirt.
Anton LaVey.
You can catch Jordan delivering a sermon at the Church of Snacks.
Oh my God!
He's gonna
fuck Radiohead.
We should kill him, right, everybody?
No,
like that is something I'll light a tiki torch for. Killing Radiohead and a pitchfork.
Nazis and Radiohead, man. We gotta get rid of all of them. They all gotta go.
Look, guys, it's okay to kill Radiohead because anybody can play Radiohead. We'll replace them.
Yep, we'll just pick five other ugly dudes from the UK.
One with a lazy eye.
All right, so I'm going to vote for Noel Fielding as the new Tom York then. And then...
Whoever else.
The other no-name motherfuckers.
The other fucking guys, whoever the fuck they are. Just people that were in a couple of the Harry Potter movies. Revolving.
They're probably one of those bands that has had the same lineup for like 25 years.
Yeah.
And you don't know any of their fucking names.
They are.
We all know Goofy Eye, and we don't know who the fuck the rest of them are. I don't know who they are.
No, who cares?
And I
goofed
just have...
up my eye.
And here I am railing against people that I have, like, if they walked in the room, I wouldn't know who they are, but I bet I'd look at them and hate their guts.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Yeah. Both of your guests wore professional wrestling t-shirts tonight.
Yeah, that's fucking amazing. What are you wearing?
I have a Flash Morgan Webster shirt.
Oh, right on. Right on.
So there you are. This is a wrestling-heavy show.
We are.
Speaking of wrestling, I'm going to have to wrestle myself away from the mic as much as I'd like to continue hating on Radiohead to shout out our sponsors. Of course, that is Chris Clem at Chris_Clem on the Twitter. Jess Falstick at Epic Fall, FAUL on the Twitter. And Britt Fox, XFoxRocks on Instagram and Snapchat. And, of course, Plight of the Stripper Herder. That's plightofthestripherherder.blogspot.com. It is a blog chronicling the ins and outs of the strip club business from an industry professional. He uses colorful language a lot. Think of it as Tucker Max with a bigger brain and more of a hatred of women.
Wes?
Not women, strippers.
Well, we should, Wes, you got a movie coming out. Within the next year-ish?
Yeah, it'll probably be out in the spring. It's a film called Powerbomb. It's a film about a...
Misery meets the wrestler.
You would call it Misery meets... I would say more Beyond the Mat, because it's...
Beyond the Mat meets Misery.
Chronicles the story of an independent wrestler who is trying to decide at what point to cut this off or chase it. He has a family. He's getting up there in the years, and one of his fans catches wind of this and doesn't want this to happen and wants to make sure that his champion remains a champion.
And you play that fan.
I play that sack of dog shit. Matt Cross, also known as Son of Havoc on Lucha Underground, plays the lead character. Got a lot of great people in it. An actress named Ronnie Jonah. Cash, my son, plays Matt Cross's son in the movie. A lot of really cool people. A lot of really cool appearances.
There we go. Yeah, give it up for Cash. Fucking 10-year-old actor, dude. That's amazing.
And he's just like every other kid. He's had dead hookers taken out of his trailers. Just normal fifth grader.
I'm surprised you still let me and him hang out with all the drugs I let him do.
He has just like one giant nostril.
Is now a good time to announce my movie?
Yes.
It's called Power Hour. It's the story of a 15-year open micer that has decided to give up on his dream. Unfortunately, there's a homeless guy that gives him hand jobs after every set.
And it ends with you walking into an open mic with a gun.
Yep.
Original score and soundtrack by Tom York.
Where can people find you on the internet, man?
You can find me at Wes is Bloodsprayer on Twitter, or Wes Bloodsprayer, one of the two. I don't know. And the same on Instagram. Also, look up to keep up with Powerbomb. We are in the editing and post-production process right now. We filmed... cast and filmed that movie in Cleveland. We're very proud of it. We think people, whether you're a wrestling fan or not, will enjoy the movie.
It's
Jordan's in it. It's briefly. A real, real weird, fucked up movie. I think people are going to really like it. Keep up with the movie at Sickening Pictures and Turnstile Films.
Yep.
Please take a look at it and keep an eye out for it in the spring.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, dude. Thank you so much for
coming. Oh, thanks
on.
For having me, guys.
This has been great.
Thanks again to
Thank you guys.
Thanks again to Chuck here at Shakespeare's Lower Level for getting us set up. And we'll be back to taped episode next week. But for the live crowd here, we're going to do a short intermission after we wrap up, and then Sad Boys Social Club sketch comedy
There's
begins.
A sketch comedy show about, like, what did you say, 10, 15 minutes-ish?
10, 15 minutes.
And this has been fucking awesome. Thank you, Kalamazoo. Yeah.
So Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates Radiohead as much as Wes Allen.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge may burn. Daniels is drunk in me.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Chad Weaver.
Big Mama, what's wrong?
Lord have mercy. I just saw teen comedian Chad Weaver on Sit Room Only, available on YouTube, and now my panties need wrang out.
Oh, gross, Big Mama.
I can't help it. That boy awakens things inside of me even hormone replacement therapy couldn't. I bet he good at sex.
Big Mama, that's clearly pee.
Get your finger out of my snatch, child.
Stay on the plastic if you're gonna watch Chad Weaver. I'm putting you in a home.
I'll raise your ungrateful ass. Now get Big Mama a towel. I'ma load up his tweeter. At Weaver Chad.
Gross.
That's Chad Weaver.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.